What is going on, Try Hard Podcast listeners? We are back with another episode. All right, back. Listen, a lot of shit's been going on today. I did not expect to do another episode this fast. I did an episode yesterday, released it last night. For all of you that are new to the stream or new to the podcast, make sure you go check out yesterday's episode. Just a recap of the Boston Major. Talked about some shit, said some things, gave my input on the whole event. But a lot of shit has been happening earlier today within the Call of Duty esports scene. More importantly, Activision had some layoffs, people getting let go. What does that mean for the Call of Duty League? All that shit, we're going to get into it. But right now, we're going to get back to the old days, of podcast. We're going to get into how we like to start it. We like to get the vibes up. We got this back, all right? We got the gunshots back. And we got the air horn back. So, we are back. Let's start off like we've always started off. Another episode. Hopefully, it's a good one. Just be about me by myself. We got an interview coming up later this week. But in the meantime, let's start it off right. All right, let's go. Hey, let them know, Bruno. Let them know how we're feeling today. Let's go. Guys, that's how we're gonna start off the episode. Listen, I like to come back to, you know, just a good vibe. I don't even if we're gonna talk about some sad shit or some mean shit or whatever, I like to come back with a good song, make you feel good, right? Just a good overall vibe. And we kind of need the good vibes for today because some shit's been going down and we're gonna talk about it. All right. This morning, big announcement from Activision Blizzard. Big announcement from Activision Blizzard. We're going to read into it right now. Big announcement from Activision Blizzard. Hold up. I'm getting sidetracked because everyone's hitting up my DM right now, and we're not going to get into that right now. Big situation from Activision Blizzard. They have let go a lot of people. All right, a.k.a. fired a lot of people. Everyone wants to use this word, oh, they laid them off. No, y'all got fired. All right, it is where it is. And we don't want to make them feel less than, but it is what it is. You got let go. You don't have a job anymore. It sucks. We got to figure it out, all right? So the CDL has laid off all of its full-time observing staff, all right? Here's the fucked up part about it all right? Activision not only let these people go, but knew they were going to let them go, right? They knew about this weeks ago. I know that for a fact. I know for a fact that Activision had full intentions of letting these people go weeks ago, all right? This is, hey, Activision, this is some cold shit, all right? They let them go and do this major in Boston. knowing that when they get back, they're getting fired. And to be fair, a lot of those observers, a lot of the people within the CDL staff knew something was coming. All right. They knew something was coming. Unfortunately, today, the hammer came down. I thought it would have been at least on Monday, but the hammer came down today on Tuesday, January 30th. They let go of the majority, all of their observers who work within the Call of Duty League and help that whole scene, a whole situation run. Also, this is maybe the biggest situation was senior esports manager at Activision Blizzard, Scott Parkin, has also been let go. Read between the fucking lines. Senior esports manager. All right. Somebody very important. Somebody very important that, you know, helps run the show over at, for the CDL and Activision period within esports. So he's gone. He's out of there. What does this all mean? What does this all mean, right? At the end of the day, people have to stop and think about what does this, all of this stuff mean for the Call of Duty esports scene, more importantly for the Call of Duty League. If you can't read between the lines with all this shit, I don't know what to tell you. All right? I don't know what to tell you. Shit's over. It's over. All right? Call of Duty League is done. It's over with. There's really no other way to break it down. You know what I mean? Like, this is the part of the problem. And obviously, we can go back to when the league was first originated, when the league was first founded. Is anybody surprised by all this stuff? Let's be honest with ourselves. Are you surprised on how this is all playing out? No. If you are, I mean, Jesus Christ, I got some shit to sell you because you're going to buy it. All right. Anybody who has a pair of fucking eyes, excuse my language, anybody with a pair of eyes and a simple understanding on how all this shit works could have told you this is the way this shit was going to go. I tweeted this earlier. I replied to somebody. I said, this is what happens. This is what happens. Fern, shout out to my boy Fern for the fucking subscription tier one. Hey, Fern, Fernando, Fernaldo, listen, you're a regular in my stream. Yeah, my bad. That's I'm using my different scene, so the audio's fucked up, but whatever. Hey, it happened, right? For anybody that's been in my stream the last 3-4 months, anybody that's been in my stream the last three, four months, you've been hearing me talk about what's going to happen, the things that are about to happen, right? I've been constantly saying it. It's almost annoying. I get annoyed by it, but it's like I'm constantly telling people this is what's going to happen. And again, I'm not just saying it to say it, right? I'm not just saying it to say it. I'm saying it because these are things that I know from people that I know that are part of the CDL. More importantly, people that I know that work for Activision, all right? And I like to I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I don't know when. From what I was told, just mid-season of the league. Mid-season, so I'm not sure where It might come earlier. Who knows? It might come earlier. I wouldn't be surprised if it came earlier, to be honest with you. Pause. That's what she said. I wouldn't be surprised. But again, for anybody who's been to my stream, you've heard me talk about this, right? The thing that bothers me about this whole situation is I've been pretty open, especially the last 2 months. Once I knew, I'm gonna be honest with you. A lot of times, especially within the Call of Duty scene, I've been kind of reserved on the things I wanted to say, especially on Twitter. Because at one point, I thought it was a possibility that I could get a position with one of these teams in the CDL, right? I had situations that got very close, all right? Very close. Passed on one or two situations, right? So I was always reserved on saying what I wanted to say because, you know, there could be a possibility, right? And now that obviously it's, you know, shit's going to shit, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say what I want to say. Who cares? This league is on its way out. It is what it is, right? I also want to let people know that a lot of this information I have shared with different people within the Call of Duty scene, people who are on other shows with better, more viewership platforms than I have. Because at the end of the day, there's a lot of people are going to be affected by this, right? Not just staff within the CDL, but the players, right? We got players that their livelihoods are depending on the CDL, right? At the end of the day, they're playing a video game for a living, okay? In a league, they're in the league, and that's how they make their living, right? Mind you, a lot of these guys don't have kids. They don't have mortgages. Some of them do. But for the large majority of the players, all their responsibilities are really just within themselves, right? But it still doesn't change the fact that if I have information that, you know, hey, if there's information that I could give you that'll maybe make you slow down from buying this or buying that or wasting your money because you just assume that it's going to always keep on coming, I'm going to say something, right? Why not? For what? Why? If I can give you a heads up of some, you know, from some information that I know that could help you in the long run, I'm going to say it. Fuck it. What? You know what I mean? What? Again, I'm not trying to be a leaker or one of those Call of Duty blogs on Twitter that's always giving information. I'm not trying to do that, right? I'm just trying to give you the information that's been given to me, right? By luck, by the way. Not something that I tried to get. You know, I just fell into it, right? That's what she said. Just fell into it. So I'm going to say it. It is what it is. Hold on a minute. So I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to read something. I knew this information in around end of November, early December. I came across this information again. Okay. And, because what's the first thing people say? What are your sources, bro? Listen, idiots, all right? I'm not going to give you my source. I'm not going to give you the person or persons that have been giving me this information. I'm not going to do that. Okay. One, because they're involved within Activision, right? They work for Activision. They might or might not work for the esports division, or they might work in a higher position within Activision. But either way, I can't give you guys, I'm not doing that, right? But at the end of the day, how many times do I have to be right for y'all to listen? How many times? Somebody tell me, how many times do I have to tell y'all, or how many times do I have to, you know, tell you guys things for you to take it and say, maybe he's onto something here. How many times? Again, I'm not trying to be that. But if I have information, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. Why not? Especially when it affects the players. Challenger scene. I told you guys in the beginning, I said, yo, you guys are only going to get two events this year. Or three. I said you guys are only getting three events this year. I tweeted this out. A couple weeks later, I said, it's also not looking good for one of the events. You might only get two. And that's what you're getting now. Two, right? Two or three. It's three, including champs. Three, yeah. Actually, I shouldn't say including champs because that might be in the air. Here's a little leak for you guys. You like leaks? You guys like leaks? Whatever. We're not going to get into it. But yeah, so guys, I mean, it's you know, how many times do I have to be right for you guys to believe what I'm saying? Right? I make no money off Call of Duty. That's the difference between me and, let's say, the Flank that I like. I like to watch the Flank, right? Those guys, the Breakdown, Scump Show, those guys have, you know, here's what bothers me. There's no way that I had this information and y'all didn't have the information. There's no way. There's no fucking way. There's no way. There's no way that I had this information this far away in December, and the Flank and Scump and the Breakdown people didn't have it. There's no fucking way. And if they did have it and they didn't say nothing, well, that tells you a lot about, you know, making sure you don't cross Activision, making sure you don't get on the bad side of the CDL. That tells you a lot about that. Me, I don't give a fuck. Fuck the CDL. Fuck Activision. Fuck them all. I get money outside of Call of Duty. I don't live off of the Call of Duty esports scene. I don't. I stream because I like to. I play Call of Duty because I like it. I don't make money off this shit. So if I get shit that I'm information, I'm going to say it. I'm not going to hide anything, right? And on December 4th, here we go. I'm going to read my tweet or my DM. On December 4th of last year, of 2023, December 4th, 2023, I was talking and I tweeted somebody, or I let somebody know, a challenger player who I've always liked, it's a good dude, messaged me and said, what have you heard? And it's exactly what I replied to him. I said, gonna be a few more layoffs, some more talent. We'll get into that a little bit. The CDL is going to be running on a skeleton crew this season. From what I was told, all right, it's damn near a done deal. Well, now we know it was a done deal, okay? And around mid-season, this is the big one. This is the big one that I'm trying to let people know. And if I get 100% confirmation here in the next couple of days or a week, I'm going to let this shit go. I'm going to let it go on Twitter. Fuck it. What's going to happen? Am I going to get sued? For what? For what? There is, listen, again, and I gave this information to, was it Parasite? Somebody on the Flink. It might have been Parasite because we've talked before on the through DM, so I can DM him. He doesn't follow me. Whatever, not a big deal. But I'll have to check who was. Whatever. I gave him this information and said, hey, mid-season, there is a big announcement. I'm not sure what it is yet, but mid-season, there's supposed to be a big announcement. All right? I have an idea of what it is. Not sure if I want to fully say it, but I have an idea. So mid-season, I'm pretty confident we're going to get everything they've told me has been spot on. So they were spot on about the Challenger stuff, and they were spot on with what happened today. So mid-season, big announcement mid-season. You want to believe me, cool. You don't want to believe me, whatever. I don't know how many fucking times I got to be right. No shot champs online. Don't know. Challengers, I'm not sure about that. So hold on a minute. People see now everybody wants to DM and ask me this at no fuck all y'all. I'm not talking to none of y'all. Here you go if you're in the stream right now. I'll let you clip this right here. I'll probably clip it and put it on fucking Twitter in a little bit. Here we go. All right, here's a quick little leak for you. All right, so let's say hypothetically the CDL goes away this year. Let's throw a fucking curveball here. Let's say, who knows? Maybe not. Who knows? Let's say the CDL goes away this year. Is there an alternative? What's going to happen? Is competitive Call of Duty esports just going to go away? What's going to happen? Here goes the leak. No, it is not going to go away. Right now, there is an alternative in the works. I repeat, right now, there is an alternative to the Call of Duty League in the works right now. So, if the Call of Duty League dissolves, we'll be all right. All right? I repeat, there is an alternative to the Call of Duty League in the works right now. Right now as we speak. PCs are getting moved around. There is an alternative right now. So, again, there will be Call of Duty esports. Just might not be in this format anymore. Okay? Take that with how you want to take it. Obviously, when I get in for more information, I'm going to let y'all know. But again, if you follow me on Twitter or X, I've been giving y'all little tidbits of information about this for months now. Whoever is in my stream, if you follow my stream, if you don't follow my stream, I suggest you follow my stream. All right, because one, we do this podcast on here, but two, we also play COD. All right, don't get it twisted. I'm not one of those people who just talks about it. I actually play this shit. I'm not very good, but I play. I try my hardest. Listen, if you're in the stream right now and you haven't dropped a follow, if you're on Twitch, if you're on Kick, wherever the fuck you're at, drop a follow now, okay? Drop a follow now. Shout out to my boy Fern. Shout out to my boy Flossie. Shout out to the people that are coming to my stream every day. Anytime I stream, which is pretty much every day, you guys have been hearing this shit for a while now. Let's be honest. All right. My stream has been hearing the majority of this shit for months now. Literally. Like, it's almost annoying how much I talk about it. And I said this earlier, but so yeah, I mean it's fucked up at the end of the day, because people lost their jobs today. But it's not the end of the world for the Call of Duty esports, all right? And I'm sure the people who lost their job today within you know, the observers, and I'm sure depending on if they signed a non-compete clause, if they signed a non-compete clause, who knows for how long? Hopefully they didn't. But if they did, then they're kind of fucked. They're going to have to wait, which they might as well move on, because their spots will be taken at this other spot. Whatever. We're not going to get into it too much. But we need to see CW. Hey. Well, whoever said that. Next. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens. You said it. I didn't say it. You said it in the stream. We will see what happens. All right? Sometimes the things we love go away and they come back in a different form, but maybe they're a better version of themselves. That's all I'm going to say. All right? That's all I'm going to say. But I'm not worried. Like I said, again, I'll break this news right now for you guys. Take it if you want to. Don't take it if you don't. I don't know how many times I got to be fucking right, but it's up to you guys. If the Call of Duty League dissolves, if the Call of Duty League dissolves, I know that right now, from what I've been told, there is an alternative to the Call of Duty League being worked on right now. Right now, pieces are being moved. Pieces are being moved here and there. All right? So don't be alarmed if this shit goes away. Okay? Don't be alarmed. And again, guys, I'm not that guy. I'm not a fucking Call of Duty leaker, or I'm not the rotation. I'm not Scrimtel. I'm not Dick Certo or Jake Haley or whatever the fuck, whoever those guys are. I'm none of those people. All right? I don't do that. I have information that I think people need to know. So I'm going to say it. That's all you need to know. I'm not going to tell you my sources. I'm not going to tell you why they told me about, I'm not doing all that. I'm just letting you know. You want to believe me? Cool. You don't? Whatever. I'm going to keep it moving. All right. Again, I did not expect for it to happen today. I expected this announcement to come a week or so later, but it happened. All right. It happened. It fucking happened. It is what it is. All right. It is what it is. The eSport of Call of Duty is going to look way different next year. It is. And it is what it is. It's, you know what I mean? It's going to look way different. We all seen what happened with the OWL. I mean, read in between the lines. It's not a hard thing to understand or to see if you're not blind. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, and again, people want to take it how they want to take it. Go ahead. Like, you want to believe me? Don't believe me. I believe me, because I know what I'm telling. What I'm telling you guys is stuff that I know, people that I talk to, right? So, you know, it is what it is. Challengers is my only concern. Okay. That's my only concern with the transition. All right? The transition. That's my only concern. Only concern is the transition, which is with when the transition fully happens and it's announced. That's my only only concern. All right? Guy said, don't follow OWL. how many teams took the option. All right, so I keep saying people keep asking me that about the OWL. So I don't know this for a fact, but I'm gonna again, this is information that it's not fully confirmed, but here's what's gonna happen. All right. It will be similar to the OWL as far as the teams. Okay. It will be similar, but it's not gonna be, they'll be better off keeping their spots, in my opinion. All right. Instead of selling, they'll be better off keeping the spots. Due to the fact that the situation that's happening now, the alternative is, I don't want to say it. The alternative is going to be, should I say it? The alternative is going to be being ran by a group of people that understand. Does that make sense? The CDL became a bunch of suits who saw a product and saw the potential it had to make money, right? They didn't see the potential of the esport. They saw the potential of the dollar signs. Whenever you try to focus on that, the first thing that suffers is the actual product. When it comes to esports, in order to grow in anything in esports, if you're a streamer, if you're a competitive gamer, if you're content creation or whatever, if you're an organization owner, whatever it is in esports, you have to do it because you love it. You have to. If you don't do it because you love it, you will not grow. Period. That's just a fact. All right? If you get involved in esports, period, with the intention of strictly making money, it will not work. That is it. That's bottom line. The people who came up with the Call of Duty League, the people who had the vision of the Call of Duty League didn't have the vision of growing the esport. They had the vision of making as much money as possible. That's it. This is why we have this outcome. Okay? This is why. Instead of letting this shit grow naturally, and continuing the blueprint that was laid out by MLG, they got greedy and tried to speed this shit up by doing the franchising, by charging the 25 million franchise tax, right? Again, if you're involved in esports, you cannot do this shit because you want to make money. Whatever aspect of esports you want to be involved in, content creation, competing, organization, whatever, you have to do it because you love it. And if you don't love it, it's not going to work out for you. Call of Duty League. You have to do it because you love it. This is why we're in the situation we're in. This is why, no matter how much money you throw at it, it's not going to work because you're in it for the wrong reason. And here we are. Here we are. Layoffs. All right. People's livelihoods at stake. You got players, right? If I'm in the Call of Duty League right now, I'm like, oh, shit. If I'm a player right now in the Call of Duty League, do I have a resume? Probably not. Here we go. We got a statement from Daniel Tise, Call of Duty commissioner. I don't know what the fuck he is. The guy who runs the Call of Duty League. Whatever. Still doesn't feel real. Today is a very rough day. We had to say goodbye to many of our esports team. I'm deeply saddened by the impact this has to our friends and their families. Those let go were some of the best of us. Passionate, kind, and skilled. They were professional to the end, and that speaks volumes about their character. Any of them would be a big addition to any company, and I hope people see that and scoop them up quickly. Thank you to former ABE teammates. I'm so appreciative of the time we had to work together. Not bad. There will be no VOD about on this podcast next. If you want to listen to the full episode, I will have it on the podcast. Go ahead and check out the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcast. So if you follow me on Twitter, I'll post the links here later today. So thank you though, bro. I appreciate you stopping by. So yeah. That's where we're at right now. That's where we're at. But guys, listen. Hope you enjoyed the episode. This was gonna be a quick episode. I don't want to be on here too long. A lot of stuff going on. I gotta pick up my kids still. All right. So sorry. Sad day. I sympathize for all the people that lost their jobs today. Yeah, it has begun. It has begun. The reckoning has begun. Sucks, but it is what it is. Hopefully the people are okay. You know, hopefully the, you know, it sucks. It sucks, but it is what it is. We move forward. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. 45 minutes, not that long. I get it, but it is what it is. 38 minutes, whatever. Appreciate you guys stopping by, checking out the podcast. Listen, follow me on everything. If you're following me on Twitch, follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/GarzaBeats. If you're in the stream right now, make sure you drop a follow. Drop a follow on Kick, kick.com/GarzaBeats. Drop a follow on TikTok. Whatever / Garza Beats. Listen, everything Garza Beats. All right. Follow me on X, Garza Beats on X. Whatever social media platform you have, drop a follow, Garza Beats. All right. I appreciate you guys stopping by. If you're in the stream right now, drop a follow. I will be back on later tonight playing some COD. I will talk to you guys later. Have a good day. Enjoy the rest of your day. God bless. All right. We out this bitch. Let's go. We out. We out. Let's go. Gunshots. Air horn. Bruno, take us out. Stop is what you